Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are here for us today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves so you know who is talking to you. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you about her life and her journey.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm also known as the real DC Love or just DC Love. I've had a crazy journey, and the part that I'm going to talk about is the part that got me here where I am today. And that started with sugar cookies with sprinkles, 2 pounds of them to be exact, that flew off my countertop onto my kitchen floor. What a mess. There were sprinkles and cookies everywhere. And if that wasn't enough, my cell phone began to text me. And it was my cousin's friend from the other side saying hello, and she had so much to say. And I was erasing the text as fast as it was coming in because I wasn't ready for something like that at that point. And then a little while later, I had spirit actually sitting on me, and I was screaming, "Get off, I can't breathe." So all of this, I guess, was to get my attention, and I had no other choice but to listen. And it propelled me onto this beautiful path that I find myself on today. And it's an amazing path. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected. It really changed the course of my life forever. And I also discovered, wow, I really have a strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I used to have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357. I continue now to serve and protect by offering angelic love. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked, and I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else." Well, lo and behold, a few hours later, she threatened me. And after that happened, we've been together ever since. It's a crazy story. But it did take a while, and I finally realized that the connection I have with Joan is truly divine. And she's left this amazing door open. Those from the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide and they're from all walks of life. Again, my journey's been, it's been anything but normal, to say the least, right? And I wouldn't have it any other way, but I'm so blessed now to be able to connect with everyone via radio and access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But long story short, if you want the cliff notes, my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And so what I do is I help people to see and to start living the power within themselves and to start coming back to themselves and giving themselves freedom from situations and circumstances and people so that they can make their own choices, create their own lives, let go of all of the programming, the habits, the training that says that you are less, that you are small, that you are insignificant, that you can't do it. And this all came about because one day I realized my life wasn't working. When on the outside it looked like it was absolutely fine. I was married. I lived in a lovely house. I had friends and family, and everything out there was looking totally wonderful. But inside, I felt totally alone and uncared for because I didn't care for myself. And so it began this wonderful journey, which has definitely had its interesting parts to it. But now, when I look at my life, I'm happy. I love my life. And it feels so good. Everything has changed. Everything. Absolutely everything. And things in my life are still changing, which is fine because it's just getting better and better and better. And I've come to the point where I can accept the whole idea of having an amazing, wonderful life. So that's what I do for other people now, too. So if you want to learn more about what I do, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work you can do on yourself right now. And if it resonates with you, then connect with me. And let's begin to make your life the best that it can be. So now it's time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have is a beautiful little prayer. It was written by Brenda Dowell. It's entitled Angel Prayer of Protection and Direction. Angels, guides, ascended masters, teachers, and all who walk with me in love and light, please come into my life now. Guide, guard, protect, and keep me safe from harm. Please allow me to be a pure and open channel for your love and healing to work through me. Please give me the clarity of purpose, courage to follow my dreams, and compassion to be of service. Not my will, but thine be done for the highest good of all concerned. And so it is. So with that being said, I have a little message from Jesus. Beloveds, please don't let negative thoughts have control over your destiny. Stop them before they grow. Fill your life with positivity. The less that you respond to negativity, the more peaceful you will become. Let go of anything that steals your joy. Return to the path of inner peace, knowing that what you think, you do become. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Focus within and connect with your inner self. And this moment in time, your inner world has the power to transform your life. Connecting within brings understanding and purpose. God dwells within each of you. Allow his light to shine through your eyes and honor yourself. Beloveds, your life is a miracle. So if God is within you, how can you fail? The spirit within is much more powerful than the spirit that lives in the world. God has put a toolbox within you that has everything you need in it to fulfill your destiny. Create yourself through the power that God has given you. You have been given unique abilities and talents. Use your God-given gifts to serve others. Believe in yourself and shine brightly. And don't wait for things to happen. Make them happen. Keep those promises that you've made to yourself. Close your eyes now and breathe. Uncover your purpose-filled goals, and create steps to make them happen. Reveal your inner truth and the magic in your life. Beloved, you can live life in two ways, one as if nothing is a miracle, or the other as if everything is a miracle. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it, and the world is filled with magic. It's a magical place where you get to decide what happens next. Now is your time to make your wishes and your dreams come true. Beloveds, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I hope you believe in yours, and I'll be with you every step of the way. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, now I will let Jesus flow through me. Means I need to stop doing anything else. Okay, here we go. And here's what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. My beloved ones, we want you to know that the answer is already within you. Some of you are so desperately looking for someone or something to provide the answers that you're looking for, to provide the insight into what it is you truly need to be who you truly are. And we want you to know that God did not make that difficult. He made it extremely easy. She wanted to be sure that each and every one of you could always find your answer, no matter where you were, no matter what you were doing. So the answers were placed within you. And you just have to go within and look, and the answers are there. We do realize that sometimes this is difficult for you. And so we have provided people like DC Love, like Barbara Grace Reynolds, who can help you to find those answers, who can help you to understand what you are seeking. Know that everything, absolutely everything you ever need has already been gifted to you. And when you start coming from the love within you, it is so much easier for you to see and to accept those gifts. That is why we always encourage you to let go. Let go of who you have been. Let go of what you have experienced. Let go of the worry, the doubts, the fear. Let go and come back to you. You have the answers you seek. You are loved. You are supported. You are worth it. Don't ever forget that. Because it is the truth. And you have value. We love you. We are here for you. Ask. And it will always be provided. Spend your day knowing you are loved. Okay, that was the message she wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara, and it was a beautiful message.
Oh, yes, it was. Okay, we have now come to the part of the show where people can ask questions. So if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board, and I know that you have a question. And your question can simply be, you know, is there a message for me today? It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Go ahead, DC. Oh, I thought you wanted to say something. Okay. The number is 646-716-5045. I also have the chat room open so that if you cannot call in but you have a question, you can type it. And we will now go to our callers as soon as I finish typing this, because I can't do two things at once, and I accept that. Okay. So our first caller is from area code 951. Let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel.
Hello. Hi. It's Nathaniel. Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from the angels and spirits. And...
Beautiful. Well, Nathaniel, what I'm getting is the angels are here and they're with you. They want to help you to feel a little bit more balanced, a little bit more harmonious. And they're with you wherever you go. And they're trying to give you the security and stability that you're looking for. They are filling you with love and light, Nathaniel. Okay? They're saying, love and Nathaniel, please maintain an attitude of gratitude. Okay? Stay positive. Visualize what it is that you are wanting. Okay? And they're asking, are you not using that divine toolbox that DC Love spoke of? Are you disregarding those beautiful divine gifts that were given to you? Please go within and you will see that there's so much there that you have overlooked. There's endless gifts, endless joy, endless abundance. And you've got to change your focus a little bit, Nathaniel, is what I'm getting. So try to see all the good things in your life. And the more that you see, the more there will be. Notice all the good that's all around you today, tomorrow. And whenever you feel like something isn't like, think about a couple other things that you enjoy and love. And let this become a so that you will always, you know, put all the good stuff in your life, Nathaniel. And this is a way to shift and change your attitude, okay? And I'm getting that's going to lead to abundance, Nathaniel. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay.
Getting there's so many blessings. You've just got to start, you know, really realizing them, counting them. And you've got to have a little bit more. And Nathaniel, have you been reading about God's miracles? Because I have God and I have faith in his ability to heal anything. So I'm getting that you have to have a little bit more faith. And everything's going to resolve itself in a divinely ordered way at the right time, okay? And I know that you've been praying, and prayers are sometimes not answered the way that we expect them to be answered. Okay, and just have to keep going. And make sure that you take care of you, Nathaniel. You are God and the angels. They love and care for you deeply, okay? Sometimes you feel alone and you don't feel that love. You don't feel that protection. When, you know, life is getting a little stressful, been a little bit stressful now, Nathaniel. Mother Mary to come in and surround you with her beautiful divine loves. And she's saying, Nathaniel, I'm putting this blue, fuzzy, beautiful blanket around you. It's so warm and comfortable. And she's saying, I am here, my beloved heart. And feel the love that I'm bringing now, okay? And she's saying you don't need to change anyone, Nathaniel. But don't connect with toxic people or situations. And if there's someone that you care for and they look like a little bit toxic right now, you could love them from afar, okay? So most importantly, she's saying, Nathaniel, right now, please take care of your one. Take time for you, for the things that are important and your well-being, Nathaniel, okay? Are you taking care of you, Nathaniel?
I will be. I'm trying to. I really take care of others. Seems to be I really maybe don't put myself first.
Yeah, because I see Archangel Raphael, our healing angel, stepping forward, and he's here to help you with all the physical challenges you're going through presently. And Nathaniel, I'm telling you, you're a healer, just like he is, that you yourself are a healer. So do you connect with him and, you know, give yourself that healing energy as well?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because he's a beautiful angelic leader for all healers. And he's saying, my beloved Nathaniel, I am protecting and healing you right now as well. He's surrounding you with his beautiful healing light and energy. Okay? And he's here to assist you as well as you go forward on your life's mission. Okay? And well, you can call upon him as well for the healing that you're receiving. Don't be surprised if you see this beautiful green aura around you. That's his aura and his light. Okay? It's a beautiful emerald energy that is flowing now into your body with every breath that you take. It is and restoring you, Nathaniel, from the inside out. That's what I have for you, and I feel like you could benefit now from a little bit of healing. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel, okay?
Hey, thanks, magical DC love.
Oh, thank you, Nathaniel.
All right, Nathaniel, we are going to do some dear innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, I open up to my gifts.
Dear innate, I open up to my gifts.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I see the light within me.
Dear innate, I see the light within me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to change in new ways.
Dear innate, I allow myself to change in new ways.
Dear innate, I am stepping forward on my path.
Dear innate, I am stepping forward on my path.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved and supported.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved by the beloved.
Dear innate, I just let go.
Dear innate, I just let go.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
Better.
Good. All right. Don't forget to play some music today and let yourself just be you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you the next time.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig.
Hello, Craig. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I'm in the process of settling down between me and my wife and my newborn. I've been working as a teacher for the last decade, and I've been going to school off and on and earned various degrees in leadership and gained experiences and whatnot. And so I've been applying for promotional positions for the last, I said, few weeks now. And my alma mater, I felt like I had one both foot in the door, surprisingly, working for another candidate. And then I've been applying for another leadership position in the school district I've been wanting to work for like the last 20 years. And it seemed like I've been encountering a lot of nepotism. And so I've been very, very frustrated and hurt by this process. And honestly, I feel like giving up as far as looking for a leadership position and seeing, trying to figure out if this is the right time or should I wait to do it later. You know, so I'm open to hearing what the angels have to say, where I need to do from this day forward.
Okay, let's see what DC Love is getting for you.
Yes, good morning, Craig. Thank you for calling in today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I'm getting, you know, just breathe. You know, I feel like you're breathing very shallow and you've got to just breathe, okay? And I'm also feeling some of the stuff that you're feeling is actually from a past life, and you are currently healing from that, okay? I feel like this situation presently is related to a past life, okay? And you're going to heal once and for all, and this is going to be, you know, an experience that you won't forget. But I'm getting that there's going to be a lot of, you know, different opportunities for you. I'm getting there's going to be a career change. It could involve relocating. And it could involve, you know, to be being financially comfortable as well. And this is going to be like a great time for you. So I'm getting, you know, you've got to just breathe and release. I feel like you're holding on to things that you don't need to hold on to. There's worry, there's stress, there's a little bit of anxiety. And because of all of this, you're even holding on and absorbing unwanted energy that you don't need to. And you don't want to attract any more of the same energy because all you're doing is weighing yourself down. Okay?
Okay.
Just think of yourself like as if you put, you know, you put maybe like all of these little feathers like in a basket and you put it in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the basket's going to float because feathers are really light, but then you add a bunch of bricks to it. And as you add the bricks, it begins to sink because it's filled with like worry and negative emotions. So these kind of things do weigh you down, Craig, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm getting like, you know, some of this stuff that you're experiencing presently is in fact from a past life connection. And I'm so glad that you called in today because we're going to help right now, if you're willing, we're going to help you to release all of that stuff so that you can float easily like those beautiful feathers in the basket on the pond. And stepping forward, of course, is Archangel Michael. Okay, he wants to help remove any kind of negative energy too that's blocking you from having the perfect outcome, the perfect position. Okay, he wants to cut all those cords. He wants to help you release all the burdens, and we want to just, you know, free you layer upon layer upon layer because it is from past lifetimes. And we're going to release all that no longer serves you. If you're willing, are you willing to have a little bit of healing right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm inviting Barbara Grace to come in with Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael is going to do a little something, and then Barbara's going to continue. Barbara?
Okay, Craig, we are going to be doing some of those dear innate statements like I did with the last caller. Your innate is a part of your being that you can't see, but it connects. It connects everything, including your past lives, your subconscious minds, your chakras, every part of you, your DNA is connected through your innate body. So when we're talking to the innate body, we are telling it to clear things out from everywhere they exist. And so that's why I have you say out loud, dear innate, and then whatever the statement is, because it's your innate and you need to be the one talking to it.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the injustice.
Dear innate, I release the injustice.
Dear innate, I release the societal beliefs about what I can do.
Dear innate, I release the societal expectation of what I can do.
Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I am confident in my abilities.
Dear innate, I am confident in my abilities.
Oof. Dear innate, I allow others to see the greatness within me.
Dear innate, I allow the others to see the great in me.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I attract the perfect job.
and I attract the perfect job.
Dear Nate, I am at peace with my life.
Dear Nate, I am at peace with my life.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I walk forward boldly on my path.
Repeat that one more time.
Dear Nate, I walk forward boldly on my path.
Dear Nate, I walk boldly in my path.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. Okay, how does that feel? Ooh, your energy's moving.
Oof, awesome.
Okay, so only apply for the positions that you truly desire to have, because you are attracting what you desire. So don't apply for something thinking, well, I should apply for this, but just in case. No, you go for the things you truly desire because you deserve the best. And this is all about you moving into your power and becoming who you are inside. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And feel free to call us back if you need to.
I definitely will. I'm definitely going to call you all for updates.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.
Have a great day, hon.
Oh, you have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Let's go to area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Leanne.
Hello,
Hello,
Leanne.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Jackson,
sit down. Hi, you
want
to say hi to Leanne?
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Jackson. How are you?
Thank you, hon.
Thank you, honey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness.
Too,
he had to run in to say hello to you. I could not believe how fast he ran.
Gee, Barbara, why might that be? I'm just going to say whatever messages are there for me, I'm saying hi. And thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, Leanne.
Oh, Jackson. Oh, my God. I saw his little face, too.
He had a beautiful voice,
today.
And he had to run in. I mean, he almost fell over a table. So he really...
Love it. Aw, thank you.
The angels are just asking you to step out of your own way and surrender whatever it is you're trying to hold on to. I get that message all the time, you know. Get out of your own way. And sometimes it's Archangel Metatron, and he's really loud, you know. He was the one of the first men that were really loud and put a voice of authority, okay?
Okay, okay.
In order to get the healing you're looking for, you've got to step out of your own way, okay? You've got to go with
the
flow.
Honey, I started saying that a couple of days ago out loud, so it's the words came. Now it's the taking it in. Yeah. I love it.
Well, you know,
thank you.
I don't know who it is at this point, but there's an ascendant master walking with you, supporting you, helping you on your path, also helping you with health issues.
Mm-hmm.
It could be for yourself or it could be for your fur baby. And I'm getting there's a spiritual blessing. Yeah, and there's a spiritual blessing coming, okay?
Oh, great.
And it's going to help you to really accept certain, you know, aspects of your life, and the angels are with you to sort of allow you to accept certain people, maybe like the people that you know, and, you know, maybe they like their behavior is not what you, you know, would like them to act, but I'm getting behavior from I don't know how to put this behavior. You know what it is because you're laughing.
Ooh, I was like, wow. I was like, okay, you can just spit it out. It's okay.
Okay. And you've got to just, you know, calm and relax and clear your house, you know, whatever way you clear it. You know, I'm getting like ginger's hand in your beautiful rose quartz heart. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And also black tourmaline. I like the two of them. And, you know, the angels are with you. Just ask for their help. Do you invite the angels into a special place in your home? Do you have a little area that you devote?
I have a table. I do.
Okay,
I have
well,
a little table.
Okay.
Actually, I have a couple, but I have one main table, and then I have other places too.
Okay.
They're
beautiful.
Everywhere. I mean, it's kind of.
So I am getting, these are here to help you as well with your health, whatever's going on.
Okay.
And see, you know, your beautiful vessel as God's temple. Listen to the guidance that you're getting maybe regarding food, dietary changes, organic products, supplements, water. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they're giving me to really to help you to improve your health
supplement?
And vitality.
What did you hear?
Well, they're
just
kind of me. Like, even if it's organic stuff, they're still going to help you with that. Because even if it's organic, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for you, Leanne.
Oh, exactly.
Or it might not be right for you at this time.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
So just, really pay attention because you're getting a lot of downloads. Okay?
Okay,
Do you feel like certain sensations when you're going to grab something or you're having something to eat? Like, there might be a good sensation like, leave it alone sensation. So you really have to...
Yes.
You know, to be listening, and the angels are saying you've got to, you know, be reasonable and logical, okay? So I don't know what you're doing, but.
Okay. I don't either, okay? But I'll say okay.
Okay, but you are watched over, you know, all is well. Relax a little bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And allow the angels, you know, like their messages to come to you. Because I feel like it maybe like your brain is on overload or something, that you're not, like, listening or something. So try to relax and breathe. Time for meditation.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and really be kind to yourself is, you know, what the angels are telling me, Leanne. Be kind to you.
Okay.
Okay. And, I'm getting, you know, as you are following all this beautiful guidance, I'm getting, you know, like prosperity is coming. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So things are opening up for you. And, you know, like, trust what you're getting and allow that to help you to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
And you say, like, a lot of, like, nice positive affirmations and things like that because they really do help.
I actually have three on the mirror in my room, new ones that I just put up about a few weeks ago. And then I write after my meditation, I do an affirmative, like a download that comes through. It's part of my
Ginger is saying, Leanne, here's an affirmation she wants you to write. Today is one of the best days of my life. Today is
one of the
best days of my life.
Okay. I'm writing it now.
Yep, today is one of the best
today
days of my life.
Today is one of the best days of my life. Okay.
And I'm getting that,
major change,
major growth is coming, and it's helping you to go forward towards what you've been wanting in regards to your life's purpose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel, Leanne, okay? So
release
what it is that you're holding on to, okay? And your uncle is giving you like a little shovel and stuff, and he's saying, get rid of all the deadwood already in your life. Get rid of it, you know, remove it. It doesn't anymore. Get rid of it, you know?
Cool. Okay, that's actually literal, too, with some of his things in my garage. Perfect. Thank you.
That's really awesome. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara for a little bit of healing. You've done an amazing job, and you've come so far on your journey since I met you. You're amazing. You're totally amazing. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm just getting, please, like, watch a little bit more with the food. I don't know what's going on with your diet, so you've really got to start, like, listening a little bit more in regards to diet, okay?
Okay.
Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I just want to make sure you were finished.
That long pause we get. It's interesting, huh?
Okay, Leanne. Let's see how they want to go, where they want to go. Okay. All right, here we go. Dear Nate, I get out of my own way.
Dear Nate, I get out of my own way.
Dear Nate, I open up to the love in my life.
Dear Nate, I open up to the love in my life.
Dear Nate, I choose to move forward on my path.
Dear Nate, I choose to move forward on my path.
Dear Renee, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Renee, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Renee, I release all worries, doubts, and fears.
Dear Renee, I release all worries, doubts, and fears.
Dear Renee, I accept who I am.
Dear Renee, I accept who I am.
Dear Renee, I allow my light to shine.
Dear Renee, I allow my light to shine.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Tingly and good. Peaceful, relaxing.
All right.
And I was just saying, acid-forming fruits, vegetables, grains. Alkaline. Are you eating everything alkaline? Not acid, alkaline.
Ever since our last call, it's funny, I went and checked the alkaline, like a list, and checked what I was doing, and I switched things over, so I'm doing it since you gave me that. And
okay,
I feel a difference starting to happen.
Okay, yeah, because there's alkaline-forming dairy, buttermilk, yogurt.
So should I do dairy? I don't do dairy, so should I do, is it saying
no,
that I need
to? No, just whatever
to?
You're You know what, I would, you're going to have to, like, do muscle testing. Do muscle testing
with
you
things.
Eat it?
Yes.
Eat before you eat it? Like,
yeah.
Muscle testing. Even at the grocery
okay.
store, before you buy it, muscle testing.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's very good. That's
even,
good.
You know, check all of your toiletries, check your cleaning products, check everything, because you could have something you're using that could be affecting you.
Okay, yeah, because I will go through everything, because I think, even when we moved here, there were things here that shouldn't be here because I don't do the chemicals, so I need to go to make sure to double check everything.
Because you could use something with a chemical and you could end up with like an upset stomach, you know,
exactly.
And it's not something you're ingesting, but it's something that you're using. So I'm just getting like muscle test.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would just muscle test like everything. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, that works because that's a thing that I do it with my fingers, so it's easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too. I do
my,
the same
my right
thing.
Ring finger. It's an easy one. I used to do the circle one, but the one with my fingers just like it's very quick and it tells me.
Okay, what happened to DC?
It's that same thing. Everyone's busy. Everything's happening. There's a lot of stuff moving around. I was like, whoa. Oh, wow. Do you see? She's there. It's just not.
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next caller, please.
Well, it looks like we told you everything we needed to tell you, Leanne. So
yeah,
you can
I think
move forward
so.
With your day.
Thank you.
And I have no idea what happened with DC, but that's okay. All right, I am going to go ahead and mute you.
Thanks.
Oh, it's interesting the way things just work. Because Leanne was our last caller, so technically it's okay that DC has disappeared. Oh, I don't know if this is an indication of how interesting today is going to be, but if so, well, that's absolutely fine. We thank everyone for calling in and working with us and sharing who you are and letting go and all of that kind of stuff. Everyone is welcome to do the Dear Innate statements, even if you didn't call in. It will still work for you. This is part of your path, your changing your life. So please don't hesitate to go ahead and say the statements if they are resonating with you. We will be back on Thursday, I believe. I was going to ask DC about that since Thursday is Thanksgiving. But if we're not here.
I'm up for that. I am up for Thanksgiving Thursday, a thankful Thursday. That'd be fine with me.
Okay, great, because I scheduled it just in case.
Yeah, we'll be fine with that. You know what? That we have a lot to be thankful for, and hopefully if someone's in need, they can call in. I'd love that.
All right, great. Well, then we will be back on Thursday, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We send you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.